Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Greg Kazera is here. We're glad he's here, too. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. President and CEO of Learned Leadership. Once upon a time, not too long ago, he was president of the Virginia Oil and Gas Association, which is an all-volunteer organization. He's a prolific writer. His book, Just the Fracks, Ma'am, is all about the fracking industry and that whole world, and also Learned Leadership. He's a leadership expert and an engineer. How about that? He's got a lot of credentials, and that's what the kind of folks we like hanging out with us. Greg Kazera, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Greg, just in case folks might not know, pretty much everybody knows the word fracking. They know the term. They know it's associated with petroleum. But they might not really understand what it is. Would you explain what happens when fracking goes on?
Sure, Jim, and that's a great question because you're right. Most people really don't know what it is. They've heard some things about it.
Mostly scary stuff.
They really have. But all fracking is that process, and it just takes a day or two or just a few days in the sixth-year life of a well when you actually... After the well's drilled, you put casing in the ground, you cement the casing, you shoot holes in it, and then you actually pump this water, sand, or sometimes a straight nitrogen gas and create that small crack underground that becomes a superhighway and allows the oil and gas to flow out of that well, up the pipe, and then we use it to heat our homes, to run our cars, to create the phones that we talk on this morning. Because what a lot of people don't understand is I can't go an hour without touching something from petroleum, from fracking, because medical equipment, the plastic in it, even in an electric car, even windmills and solar panels, you can't build it without fracking because you got to have those petrochemicals.
Right. Of course, some people might say, well, what did we do before we had fracking? We just went into the ground, but we've gotten a lot of that low hanging fruit oil, haven't we? We're having to find new ways to get it out of the earth, right?
Well, we have, but you know, American, you know, and small business, you know, and for the years I worked for corporate America, when I worked for ourselves, we have our own small business, and you know, I love it.
Good.
The only person I have to ask about for when we extended our vacation 3 days, you know who I had to ask?
Nobody.
My wife. but seriously, you know, over the years, you know, that's one of the challenges that we've all had is trying to use. You come back Civil
well,
War.
Let me stop for a second because I want to make sure we finish one thing here. When you put the casing in the ground. And you put the fluids, whatever it is, down into the ground. What happens then when the fluid going down goes into the ground? Then it seeps into all the little bitty pockets of the earth, right? And then you guys do what? Is there a little concussion?
It's just a matter of when you pump on this. You know, you put all that fluid down there, and then you create pressure from the pumping that fluid down.
Right.
And that pressure creates a crack. Now,
so there's crack, there's no explosion, there's no concussion.
No, it's just
pressure.
No,
it's just it's basically hydraulic pressure.
That's all it is hydraulic pressure, and it stays under. If you think about it, you're 8,000 or 10,000 feet deep where we actually do this fracking today,
which is well below the water table.
Oh, it's 2 miles below the water
table.
And you know, if you wanted to hike over the rock. Most people don't like hiking up. And if you had a choice, you know, if I had to pedal my bike up my hill or down my hill, I'm going to go down the hill. Water's the same way. I don't like to go up. So when people talk about, well, it's damaging the groundwater, that's what I call fake news. Because
right.
I've had to deal with fake news now for 8 years since we started hearing this fracking thing. We've been doing this for 6 years.
So
all of a sudden,
when you push that fluid in there, that releases lots of little nooks and crannies that have oil and natural gas in them, and those things are then forced to the top through the casings, as you said, forced to the top, and then you separate them when they come out of the ground.
Right. And in all that right. case, the natural gas is rare because natural gas is one of the few things that when it comes out of the ground, you don't need to do anything to it. I mean, literally, if it's a dry gas well, you can take that natural gas as it comes out of the ground and burn it in your house.
Right. But I mean, but still, you've got to capture it so you can transport it.
Right. And we transport natural gas, of course, through pipelines. And
right.
That's
exactly
what we're doing. And of course, we just send it overseas.
The first point is that, folks, if you like not having a high energy bill, a high petroleum bill that's associated with gasoline, natural gas, if your utility bills have come down, then you can thank, in part, fracking for that. Now, I have to say, though, Greg, hearing you explain that, hearing that you're putting pressure into those little nooks and crannies, I know a little bit about the settling of limestone. Having done some construction, been involved in construction pretty much all my life, I know what happens. It settles. It moves. And I can see where some people would say, and they'd have a right to at least ask, what's the association of fracking with earthquakes? Can you actually say that fracking does not contribute to the settling of the earth?
Yeah, I really can't for a lot of reasons. But I've had experts tell me that you can't explain something as powerful as an earthquake by something really. When you think about what we're doing
right.
deep underground, you're talking about pumping enough. This rock has porosity, so you do have some of this liquid, whether we're pumping in liquid or gas, seeps into the rock. So it really does. We're filling up some pores that were already there. So,
are we doing any of this anywhere near a fault?
Well, that's something that
because that's what really causes earthquakes is tectonic shifts, right?
Well, a lot of it's tectonic shifts, and I think to your point is, even in Oklahoma, I talked to a gentleman that we were at a dinner, and he's actually studying. He's part of a university group that's studying the earthquakes, like in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, I said, Paul, I said, can you tell me what's going on with those earthquakes in Oklahoma? What's caused them? And he said, Greg, he said, I can tell you what's not causing them, and it's fracking.
Yeah.
He said, because we're fracking at 8,000 feet. The earthquakes are centered at 10,000 or at 20,000 feet.
Yeah.
They're what they call basements. They mm-hmm. said, you're thousands and thousands of feet away. So, no, we know the fracking.
Hold on to that thought, Greg. We'll take a quick break. Greg, give us a website quickly, please. I'll take a quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.